You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Filling in for Pat, Mr. Chad Holmes.
Good morning, everyone. It is 7:06 on this Friday morning, the 16th day of May of 2025. And I am live from our WASA studios of 98.9 WXCO. Corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. I'm looking outside. Number one, it's beautiful. Lots of blue skies. But number two, there's a lot of construction. Roads are completely tore up all around me as I look outside. But great Friday morning. Hopefully your day is off to a terrific start with Greg Bach. I am Chad Holmes. And sitting in for Pat Kreitlow. Pat should be back on Tuesday. I say should be because you never know with travel when you're coming back from Europe. So hopefully everything will go smooth for Pat and his wife as they return back to Western Wisconsin. But last night, it was an active weather evening. In fact, as I mentioned earlier, we had wall-to-wall coverage with tornado warnings. I think there was at least half a dozen that were around the central Wisconsin area, different tornado warnings that we talked about into the early evening. And I know one person that just loves to keep an eye and, in fact, chase the storms is our Civic Media meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany's joining us right now. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. Wow, I felt like I could have seen a tornado out of my window yesterday. I didn't even have to chase. There were so many tornado warnings. And I know that all of the National Weather Service different offices are going out today. Some of them are already there on location to survey that damage. I mean, we had National Weather Service Twin Cities. They're going to be in St. Croix County this morning looking at Roberts, where there was a tornado reported and seen on the ground. There's even photo and video. Altoona, they got massive hailstones the size of softballs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like pause and think about that. That's bigger than an apple. That is crazy. Windshields are smashed out. These pictures, the hailstones look like little spikes and stars. I have never seen one that big in person before. So
you
scary, scary stuff.
You mentioned the National Weather Service, and I got to give a big shout out to them because last night, again, I was on the air for well over an hour straight because we do wall-to-wall coverage during these tornado warnings. And boy, the information that you get that I'm able to pass along to the listeners. I know there's been, you know, talk about, you know, privatizing and losing funding. Boy, it's a public service. And there are some areas that should not be profit loss based. It should be about serving the public. And I just give a big salute to the National Weather Service for the work that they did in order to help us keep the people safe during very, very dangerous situations.
Yes, Chad, thank you so much for saying that because they are working 24/7 around the clock, looking at these conditions, forecasting it, now casting it, putting out those warnings, keeping us safe. I mean, I can't even count how many were active at one time. I know that the Wausau area just itself had about 8 or 9 tornado warnings just circling in at us at one time. So they were busy. I mean, we've got offices in the Twin Cities, which, you know, is going to cover St. Croix County in that northwestern part. We've also got National Weather Service in La Crosse. They're going to be in Clark County this morning looking at Loyal, Colby areas for a possible tornado, Portage County as well. Then we've also got National Weather Service in Green Bay, who's going to be in Marathon County looking at Rib Falls area, possibly Cronin weather. And then we also have National Weather Service in Milwaukee, who's going to be in Juneau this morning, where there's damage of roofs being ripped off. Mayville, also the southeast side of town, not looking so good. Damaged buildings. I mean, we have all of these offices. It sounds like a lot, but now they're short-staffed. Now they're helping each other out. Yeah. Now I'm watching them. Oh, you know, Milwaukee is going to be helping Green Bay, and now, you know, the Twin Cities is going to be helping La Crosse out. And, you know, they've always have, but now it's harder on them. And we're just getting started with severe weather season, and they're going to burn out eventually. This is a lot.
Real quickly, we have Rob over in Tigerton. Good morning from Tigerton. It's sunny and 56 degrees. We got a quarter inch of rain. We luck out with no storm damage, just branches down. When I was mowing lawns yesterday, you could feel a storm is coming, and I agree with that. He also said that Cellcom is still down, can't make phone calls, get emergency services, but appreciate the meteorologists like Brittany for the hard work they do keeping the people up to date on the severe weather. And I agree with the way that it felt yesterday afternoon. I was saying to Greg in the last hour that I was doing a ball game yesterday afternoon. They moved it up because very smartly they realized that in the late afternoon where the game was supposed to be played, that is when the severe weather was moving through. But even during the day between, it was like 2 to 3 p.m., the wind was just blowing so hard. You could just feel it coming, couldn't you, yesterday?
Oh, you could. First, it was that mugginess. It was kind of a stillness in the air. Then you could feel the breeze as those storms were rolling in. It felt... Yeah, just like a disaster. Damage was going to come, you could tell.
And there's always that look and feel when you go outside. There's a color to the sky and a feeling, and the air seems different. It's not different, it's air, but there's just a feeling. And I was watching it get dark. I mean, it was so dark by my house by 6:30. And the only thing I was happy about is that, well, I was happy that our fence didn't blow away because it was going rocking back and forth. And also my dog seemed to enjoy it, or I shouldn't say enjoy it as much as she just wasn't bothered by it.
Wow.
I think your dog has the spirit of Brittany Merlot. Maybe your dog.
Yeah, I want to go chasing. Oh, did you see those green skies, too, in northwest Wisconsin? That was so eerie. I hate that. And you know something big is happening when those skies turn green, or at least the big hail, because that reflection off that hail usually makes them green.
That's amazing.
But isn't it nice then afterwards to have a morning like this, though? Where it blows all through, and then you look outside, and it just feels like the air has been cleansed. It was much needed rain. I know that we did need rain, right?
Yes,
that did help a lot.
That helped a lot. I mean, we got anywhere from a quarter of an inch to an inch and a half in some places. Yes, there was some flooding concerns yesterday too, but you know, we needed that rain. That should help the fire danger, lessen it and stuff. And we've got more rain headed our way today. It's going to be moving in by this afternoon, pushing into the western areas, probably around lunchtime or so, and then going off to the east. And as it moves east, it could start to strengthen a little bit. Now, we're not going to see anything like yesterday, but we could see some larger sized hail. Not the softball size hail. Don't worry about that. But, you know, on the larger size, quarter size or so. And that's going to be kind of towards the Fox Valley and towards Milwaukee when it hits towards Lake Michigan. They'll get a little on the stronger side of things. So that'll be this evening. And then after that, we really cool down. Highs today are going to be in the low 60s far northwest to the low 80s far southeast. But tomorrow, we're going to be in the mid 40s north to the mid 50s south. Some of us will scrape about 60. Yeah, and that kind of holds the same temperature for Sunday. We get just a few degrees warmer on Monday. And then you're talking about Pat coming back on Tuesday. Well, we're looking at another soaker headed our way Tuesday. So we'll see if he actually makes it back in or not. Maybe he'll be here Wednesday, but more rain that we need.
All right. Well, we'll get more details on the weekend forecast as we get into next week when you join us again in about an hour's time. But again, man, I imagine you were just swamped last night. I mean, even I was trying to keep up with all of it. I can only imagine what the information you were trying to bring in last night. It must have been pretty intense.
It's a rush. It's a lot to keep track of all at once when there's so many going on at the same time. But, you know, we made it through. We've got this, and you know, the community's really come together. The ones that are damaged, they're going to come together, and others are going to help, and we'll be here. We got you.
We also have another message from Rob saying the media did a really excellent job in severe weather coverage. And no, Tony, no one's dissing your Northwest Wisconsin. Just
never.
Take a breath.
I love Northwest Wisconsin.
You love all of Wisconsin, though. I
know. But the Northwoods and Northwest.
I know. You talk about.
You know what I don't like? I don't like butternut. Butternut's. I'm just kidding. I've never been there.
Love the name.
GREGBACH.
At civicmedia.gov. Thank you.
Hey, Brittany, we'll talk to you a little bit later on.
Sounds good. See you soon.
That's our Brittany Merlot joins us both at the top of the 7 and then again at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Got to mention, Rob, he had another comment. I remember this game, the Chester Markle game. Because we talked about the Paul McCartney and Start Me Up. He says, Start Me Up was the, Coming Up was the.
Coming Up is the name of the song.
Yes, it was not Start Me Up. It's Coming Up.
With Start Paul Me McCartney. Up is the Rolling Stones.
Exactly. From Tattoo You. But the bumper music song on the NFL on CBS back in 1980, I thought of Chester Markle, game-winning touchdown versus the Bears on opening day in overtime, scored on his field goal, getting blocked. Are you familiar with the Chester Markle game, Greg?
No.
Is that before your time?
Well, I was not even 3 years old, but even still, I didn't know.
But it was in overtime. The Packers were playing the Bears in overtime. It was back in the days where the Pack was struggling. It was one of those games where it's 6-6 in overtime. I mean, it was just a slog. And the Packers drive, and they're going to try the game-winning field goal. And then the Bears block it. But the ball goes right back into the arms of Chester Markle. And he grabs it. He goes left end into the end zone for a touchdown. The kicker grabbed the ball and he ran around the end, and it was craziness at Lambeau Field. I still remember that game. I was a young guy back then, so Rob remembering that one. And also, I'm sorry I missed the comment earlier on when we were talking about the young lady in Maine who was second and had her best ever 1600 run. Cassandra Schultz made the point. This is exactly the point I try to make with people. These kids don't care if you are trans. They are all just trying to get through life together. They're more worried about being shot dead in class. But again, I think the kids, they realize what it is. And I love the fact that she called out an adult, a state representative, for basically trying to use her as a prop within her little political point that was being made. So again, I thought that was a wonderful story that we were able to talk about back earlier in the program. So again, lots going on this morning. I want to remind folks again, it is a free ticket Friday. It's a statewide text to win contest. And again, if you have not already done so, get that Civic Media app out and text GOLD, G-O-L-D, GOLD. And then you'll have a chance to win 4 tickets to see the Brewers at American Family Field on Wednesday, June the 21st against Baltimore, as the Baltimore Orioles will be coming to Milwaukee. And again, if you haven't been to a game at American Family Field, it's a wonderful night.
Oh, it's
summer night.
It's a great.
You don't have to worry about the weather either.
No, and it's a great stadium too. It's a great ballpark. I love going there. It's so much fun. All the seats are great. And honestly, compared to other cities, the food and drinks aren't that bad and aren't that expensive, but they're still expensive because $10 for a high life. Come on now. But
I
know
what you mean there.
And Chad, I haven't gotten to a single game yet, and I need to go. I might even try to see if there's a doubleheader. I just need a double dose of baseball in my life.
The Brewers need you too.
Yes.
They're not able to get some momentum right now. It feels like almost every series they're losing 2 out of 3.
Yep.
I mean, we just saw that
getting crushed in some of those.
I mean, it's still early, obviously, with May the 16th, and there's still plenty of time, but it just feels like they're having a hard time getting any kind of good mojo going, and maybe that's what they need. They need Greg Bach to be able to.
That's right. I heard Pat Murphy saying, where's that Bach kid? Get him in. Get him here.
Hey, coming up, I got this story I got to share with Christy Noem. We're going to do that coming up in about 3 minutes' time. You're going to love this one, folks. You're going to love this one, Greg. But I am Chad Holmes. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Glad to be with you on this Friday morning on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Chad Holmes, sitting in today for the aforementioned Pat Kreitlow, as Pat is on vacation this week, but joined by Greg Bach, and thrilled to be with you here. I start off this Friday morning, as I said, a beautiful Friday, at least here in downtown Wausau. I am at the Wausau studios of 98.9 WXCO. Coming up a little bit later on in this hour, going to have a conversation with LaTanya Campbell. She's one of the organizers of an event that's coming up a week from tomorrow, next Saturday, here in downtown Wausau, about a block away from our studios, the 400 block, a great area to hold these kind of events. It's called Wausau Unites in Love, Remembering George Floyd. It's more than just a George Floyd event. It's about other communities that are, I think, getting caught under a lot of weight in our area, in our state. We're going to talk about the issues around it, around that are going to be talked about during that special event. So LaTanya Campbell coming up at 7:34 this morning. And then in the second hour, we'll be joined by, I should say the third hour, we'll be joined by Civic Media sports reporter Mike Clemens, talk about Giannis, the Brewers, the Packers, and a whole bunch more. That's coming up at 8:34. But Greg, I have a story that I wouldn't believe, except that I believe everything these days, because that's the way things are going here in this country. But I'm sure you're familiar with Kristi Noem.
Oh, a friend of dogs, South Dakota governor, former, you know, lady who loves a selfie in front of, you know, prisoners. I know that lady.
But I saw a story last night when I got home after all the severe weather coverage was done. And I'm just, you know, scrolling along, trying to find, you know, interesting stories to share with you and with the listeners here this morning. And on the dailybeast.com, they had a story that Kristi Noem has been working with the producer of Duck Dynasty to pitch a reality TV show.
God, I already hate this.
And this one is just mind-boggling. Titled, quote, "The American," end quote. I would ask you to guess, but I'm just gonna share it, because this is just insanity at its craziest. "The American" will be a show where immigrants will compete in a string of challenges across the country for the honor of fast-tracking their way to U.S. citizenship.
Oh, no, no, no.
This is a real thing that could happen. And the thing about it, the first thing that came to my mind is, again, these folks within the Trump administration, people like Kristi Noem, treat people like they are props in their lives.
Yes.
These are human beings.
They're set dressing. They're set dressing. That's all they are.
I mean, where is bottom here? I don't know where bottom is, because they, I mean, you know what it reminds me of? I'm sure you've seen the movie The Running Man, right?
Oh yeah, I love that movie. They're remaking it. I mean,
oh, they are. Yeah. Don't remake it. You know, real fast, you know what movie should be remade? The bad movies. Not the good movies. Remake the bad movies. Make them better. Don't take a movie that's already good and do it again. That's my theory. But but you know, in The Running Man, basically, they were giving these people that were in jail an opportunity to win their way out.
Yep.
I mean, that was like a fantasy sci-fi movie. Yeah. And now you got people like Kristi Noem using, and in that movie, they treated the people, the contestants in The Running Man, again, props. Props in Richard Dawson's evil mind.
Yeah.
Let's get to the basics here. Yeah. Humanity. They are treating these people like they are not human beings.
Correct.
It's pathetic.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing that's ultimately the point, is that, and we as just regular tax paying Americans, people who are naturalized or born citizens, we're not much different to them either, because they are willing to slash and burn programs and entitlements because they want a tax cut. They're going to treat us however they want, because ultimately we don't matter to them, because we don't have the money they seek to gain their power. I don't have $1 billion to try to buy a congressman or, you know, maybe a Supreme Court justice. So, but there's a certain segment of the population of American citizens who can agree, who will agree and say, yeah, they're illegal immigrants. You're here illegally. Who cares what happens to them? And as long as that attitude prevails, those politicians will progress because they'll have a segment of the people who they'll always appeal to and bring to their side over time as people listen to certain news and watch certain shows who speak a message of hate, exclusion, and anti-American rhetoric, in my opinion.
Anti-American is exactly the way it is. This is anti-American at its core.
It's anti-human, actually. It's just anti-human.
Yes. No, you're exactly right. Anti-human. And again, I would feel dirty going home, sitting down on my couch, turning on The American, and watching people's lives used as props for our entertainment.
I mean,
that is evil. That's evil, in my opinion.
I don't think it will happen for a variety of reasons. And I think if it ever did make it to the air, the backlash would be severe. I just feel like that's a bridge too far for many people. And
I chuckle because when I hear you say that's a bridge too far for some people, I mean, frankly, that bridge was so far beyond my shoulder right now. And yet some folks just continue to give excuses for what is happening within this administration and the kind of people that they're kind of. I believe that leadership does matter. Mm-hmm. And I think that what's happened over the last 10 years because of leadership of people like Trump and Noman has really caused some major issues within the people of this country. Hey, we're going to take a time out. Come back with more. I'm Chad Holmes. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And good morning once again, everyone. Welcome back to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO and the Civic Media app. I keep forgetting we are statewide today as I am sitting in for Pat Kreitlow. He'll be back on Tuesday of next week, but very happy to be guest hosting here today from our 98.9 WXCO Wausau studios. And coming up in just over a week, as it's going to be a special event here in Wausau on May 24th. It's titled Wausau Unites in Love, Remembering George Floyd Rally for Justice and Freedom, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the 400 block in downtown Wausau. We're going to talk about this event, talk about the issues as well, as we are nearly 5 years this month from the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. But to talk about it, I'm very happy to welcome one of the organizers of the event that is going to be happening in just over a week. We're very happy to welcome Latanya Campbell. And Latanya, first of all, thank you for spending some time with us here today.
Oh, thank you for having me and publicizing this amazing event.
Well, let's start with the event itself, and then we're going to talk, I think, maybe bigger picture. Coming up in just over a week, it's this event. Could you tell us a little bit about the event, how it came to be, and what you're hoping for coming up in about, what, 8 days' time as we hear this interview?
Yes, so I was approached by some community members, part of NAOMI, wanting to do something in remembrance of George Floyd. They wanted to bring awareness around his death and kind of see where we're at today, if things have gotten better, if things have gotten worse. And so with that idea, I was like, well, there's a lot of things going on right now in this present climate that has people feeling fearful, people not feeling seen, accepted, or believed, or even that they belong. I said, so this would be a perfect opportunity to combine those two. George Floyd, he was someone's son, he was a person, mm-hmm. a brother. He was a father. I know a lot of people talk about his criminal record, but if we put that to the side, he's still a person, a son, a brother, a father. And we have many people right now who are sons, fathers, mothers, sisters, daughters that are being stripped and taken away from their families and sent to other places. And so I didn't want this to be purely just George Floyd. I didn't want this to be a Black issue. Mm-hmm. I wanted this to be a community issue that's going to bring awareness to all of the issues that different marginalized communities are facing. So with that in mind, we wanted people to feel loved. We wanted people, a lot of people right now are feeling like they're in a twilight zone. They're feeling like they're on some type of island all by themselves, and they're wondering if other people are seeing what's going on. They're wondering if other people are feeling like, you know, they're feeling. And so I felt like this was a good event to bring people together so that they can feel that love. They can feel like they belong here. They can feel seen, and they can also talk about the issues that their communities face.
There.
So what's, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say part of the title is WASA Unites in Love. Mm-hmm. And I think that is vitally important at this time, because the idea of uniting is not right now happening in a lot of areas, is it? And to have an opportunity, I think, and to be able to hear these stories, mm-hmm. is something that is vitally important, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, there are a lot of people that are having rallies and protests, and rightfully so. I didn't want this to be an event where we're screaming or yelling at someone. To me, I feel like that pushes people away. Mm-hmm. I wanted it to be where we brought people in, that we spoke to their heart and we educated their mind.
When you look at the last 5 years, actually, I was having a conversation with somebody recently, because when you look back to 5 years ago, and it was not just George Floyd and the issues that came out and the protests and the voices being raised about that issue. We were in the midst of COVID as well. And I was talking to somebody, and we were speaking about how 5 years ago, we don't remember it this way now, but there was a consensus that, hey, we needed to do something in terms of sacrificing, in terms of trying to squash COVID. And also in the aftermath of George Floyd, I think there was a consensus for a lot of people that you can't be doing those kind of things, that you are right, that he is a person, and that we all have these human rights. But now, as time has gone by, I think you said it, there are people that point out, well, he had a criminal record, or well, this or that. It feels as though that we have to maybe take a step back and remember what was going on 5 years ago, and maybe the mindset of a lot of people, and what the truth is about what happened 5 years ago, as it has it, what it means today. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that does. There was a worldwide response. I don't know if it was because, you know, I believe it was actually because we were at a standstill with COVID. And so people actually saw, and they had to lean in. I think that's why the response was as huge as it was. But I want this rally to have the same type of response, mm-hmm. a global response that's saying that, you know, everyone deserves civil liberties. Everyone deserves justice, due process. Everyone deserves just the right to get up and go to work and come home and just take care of their families.
Mm-hmm. Again, we're talking to LaTanya Campbell. Is coming up on Saturday, May 24th, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the 400 block in downtown WASA. WASA Unites in Love, Remembering George Floyd, Rally for Justice and Freedom. You mentioned the fact that this event not only honors the late George Floyd, but recognizes those living in marginalized communities as well. Is there a thought on who some of these other marginalized communities that will be involved in this event are?
Yes. So we have people from the African-American community, women. We have people that are indigenous. We have people that are Latino, Mexican, Asian, refugees, the LGBTQIA communities, and also the faith communities. So we wanted to have representation of the people that actually live here in this community.
Kind of a hard question, but I imagine that the folks who will be part of this event, is there an underlining theme outside of just having these folks, as we sit here in mid-May of 2025, there is so much tension and I think fear in a lot of different communities. What do you think that the ultimate message that you and others that will be part of this rally are going to try to have people take away when they get to 2 o'clock on May 24th? Because I do think that, and I was talking to another guest earlier in the week, that there's so much going on right now. And that there's so much that is almost overwhelming to a lot of people, just adding to the stresses of everyday life. What is the ultimate takeaway that you're going to be trying to maybe build during those 3 hours on May 24th?
Well, there's strength in solidarity, right? That's what we saw with the George Floyd protest. That's what we're trying to have with WASA Unites in Love. So when you know better, do better, right? The actual message that we want to say that it's not a political, this is not a political message at all. Mm-hmm. This is a humanity message that we must come together and do what's right to create real and lasting change. We must care about our brothers and our sisters, and they don't have to look like us. They don't have to love like us. They don't have to believe like us, but we must support and love each other.
How much of importance is just the conversation? And I ask that because there was a story in one of our local news sources, I think about a week or two ago, talking about this, and they had a link on their Facebook page, and people commented on it, and there was, like, in some cases, back and forth, and some folks basically, like you said, saying, why are we honoring George Floyd? He had a record and such. But a situation like this, coming together like this, is a chance to talk maybe to those folks that may not think of things in the way that, hey, we all have the right to live, the right to try to make our lives better, even if there are potholes on that road to wherever we're heading. I imagine the conversations that will be had is something that's also very important involving in this event.
It is, and I'm hoping that people that do attend the rally, they will get some necessary tools that they need to continue these conversations. This isn't a one and done. Everybody that goes, they can talk to their family, their friends, their colleagues, and then that a conversation can keep growing and growing and growing. I always recommend people to, you know, check out some resources and, read some books, look at the history and kind of look at how history is repeating itself, and take you out of it. So many times people are defensive and they're not willing to listen. They're not willing to understand. They're listening to attack, to defend. And so I just invite people to just take themselves out of it, listen to understand, and want to do better. Because I honestly feel like when the lowest of us are in a good place, that means the rest of us are in an amazing place.
When you have the conversations, I'm kind of curious because you obviously have a lot of conversations with folks about a lot of these issues. I mean, big picture issues. What are some of the tools that you use in order to maybe have folks that may not be as informed as you are, or may just not have the information that you have, in order to educate in some way? Are there any tools that maybe you could share with us that for these conversations? Because obviously, within families, there's a lot of differences of opinion and a lot of these different kind of issues. What kind of tools do you use in terms of your conversations?
I usually try to give them a lot of resources, and I usually try to listen to understand from their point of view. And trying to, and as hard as it is to take myself out of it, being a Black woman, I try to sit in that space where they're coming from and ask questions. And a lot of times when you ask questions, some people tend to get insight. And then that some of those bells ring off like, oh, wait a minute. Why is this? Why is that? I get them to be interested and curious so they can go dig in further for themselves.
I think something you just said about listening, that's something that I think in any circumstance as we try to navigate through these times, if you just take that moment where you don't get overly upset, because it's very easy in some of these conversations to get upset, to take that moment just to listen and then to have the conversation, I imagine that's one way to move the rock up the hill that we're trying to do right now, isn't it?
Right. And I feel like a lot of people feel like something is being taken away from them. You hear that with the DEI conversation, right, which doesn't even encompass what DEI actually means. But they feel like they're being taken away from something. But right now, a lot of people are losing their jobs. A lot of people are losing their benefits. A lot of people are losing their homes and their farms. It's time that everybody kind of stood together.
And I guess that is the ultimate about this event. Again, coming up on Saturday, May 24th, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the 400 block here in downtown Wausau. Wausau Unites in Love, Remembering George Floyd, Rally for Justice and Freedom. And as you said, it's an opportunity for people to come together, listen and talk. And I imagine that anybody out there that's tuned in, LaTanya, it really is a welcoming event, isn't it?
It is. We are going to have it for family friendly. There will be food available for kids are welcome. It is free. Mm-hmm. We are going to have a couple dance performances. We want it to be a place where you are getting informed, but you're being educated and you understand the nature of what's going on, but that you don't feel attacked. You don't feel threatened. You don't feel dehumanized.
Very good. And one reason I wanted you today is because folks around the state on stations around the state on civic media can hear this and perhaps come here to downtown Wausau a week from Saturday, be part of this event and come and visit us here in Wausau and really share in this, I think, very, very special event. So again, thank you for the work that you and others have been doing. And hopefully it'll be a wonderful Saturday. Hopefully the weather will be beautiful. It'll be a wonderful chance for everybody to come together.
I hope so, too. And thank you again for having me and having the courage to air this.
Oh, absolutely. Again, Wausau Unites in Love, remembering George Floyd Rally for Justice and Freedom, coming up a week from Saturday, May 24th, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. in the 400 block of downtown Wausau.
Stick around. We got more coming back on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. You're on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Chad Holmes, sitting in today for Pat. I am live from our downtown Wausau studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. 98.9 WXCO is your civic media radio station here in the Wausau area. And very glad to be able to join all of you throughout the state of Wisconsin on civic media. Coming up in the last hour of the program, I hear that I guess I'm going to be looked at, one of the big wigs. Luke Mathers is going to be in that seat. The pressure is going to be on.
The very handsome, the very capable.
That's what I hear. I hear that, yes.
Mathers will be joining us. Look at that.
We'll have Luke with me, and I'm sure we'll have some great conversation. We'll have Brittany Merlot back with us as well in the first segment, and then Mike Clemens coming up at 8:34 as well. Speaking of Mike Clemens, who, of course, is often at American Family Field covering the Milwaukee Brewers for Civic Media, it is a free ticket Friday. We just started this. Was last week the first week? I'm trying to remember.
Yes.
Time just has no meaning anymore.
Yes.
But throughout the course of the summer, we are going to give you opportunities every Friday. Real simple. Text to win, a statewide text to win contest where we will give four tickets during each of the programs, during the morning here with Pat Kreitlow, then with Jane Matinere and Greg Bach from 9 to 11, Tom Hartman from 11 till 2, Todd Alba from 2 to 4, and then, of course, Maggie Dawn from 4 until 6. Each of those shows will have a keyword for you to text in, a different keyword for every program. So you have all these opportunities, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 opportunities to win each and every Friday. And our text keyword is gold, G-O-L-D, gold. Real simple. Just open up your Civic Media app. I would say hit 98.9 WXCO, because again, I'm all about myself here. You know, it's about making me look good.
Or WAUK if you want. I don't know.
I know. But any of the stations on the Civic Media Radio Network, open up any of them, because that's the cool thing about the app as well. You are connected with each and every station on Civic Media, the constantly growing Civic Media Radio Network. And it's real simple. Just hit the text button. You don't have to say hi. You don't have to say hello. You don't have to put in a whole bunch of words. Yeah. You just have to put one word, gold, gold, and then hit send, and you'll be part of the drawing to win here for this opportunity. But the good news is you can listen throughout the course of the day, and you can then sign in five different times, text in five different times for five different opportunities to win. And today, the winners will get tickets to see the Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles coming up on Wednesday, June the 21st. So again, great tickets. I mean, I've been there last year. We had a Civic Media outing at American Family Field. What a wonderful area to watch the game. Yeah. I mean, it is fantastic. I felt like a bigwig. I felt almost like a Republican, I gotta tell you.
Well, that, yeah, the clubhouse.
I'm terrible.
You're spicy, Chad. The seats are on the third level. They're in kind of they're almost like a private section of the building. Like, yes. you get your own escalator.
You can't even go in without having the proper ticket.
Exactly.
I mean, they actually say, hey, are you somebody that should be in
and
here?
And then you pass all these suites where people are living the greatest life with free foods and drinks. But yeah,
I know.
But just as a reminder too, not only with that, get yourself the Civic Media app to text in that word gold, G-O-L-D. I know, but people misspelled the word run, so we just want to make sure. But also, you can't text the word in with your phone on a regular text line, and you can't call it in. You have to use the Civic Media app, and it's easy. Tony on the live stream asked a really interesting question about that. He said, this app must be super expensive with all it can do. No, Tony, it's free. It's free.
Well, you can give Greg some money if you want to.
Yeah.
To be honest, but
say it to greg.bach@civicmedia.com. This is a scam.
Yeah, and the thing about it, I mean, it's a wonderful way to spend your summer. I mean, to go see a ball game. I mean, I know a lot of folks, I mean, it can be expensive. And I know that.
Yeah.
I mean, you talked about it. I mean, you go in there and you buy the tickets. You have to have the parking. You have to buy then some beverages and food. And it adds up. So we're going to do a little extra for ourselves to help you get to the game and really live the best life. And,
yeah.
And again, we're going to do it every Friday during the course of the summer.
Well, I was going to say also,
you had a moment where it looked like you were going to say something.
I think what we should also be doing too is when you're there, if you win the tickets, go take a picture, take a selfie, take a picture of the field and text it to us as well. We'd love to see you at the game with the tickets you won and let us know, hey, I'm the winner of these tickets and I'm really happy to be here and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like we want to know the time you're having. So.
Yeah, absolutely. That we do love that. We love hearing about the good times that you do have when it comes to some of these prizes. So again, do it right now. Open up the app. Send text gold. Our statewide contest, free ticket Fridays. Chance to win the tickets, see the crew and the Baltimore. And I'm going to say something here as well. I say wonderful time at American Family Field. I would encourage you folks around the state of Wisconsin. Go to a high school game too.
Yeah.
Because it's something I talk about a lot. And, you know, most of these games, especially in the spring, it's free. And you see these games and you get to hang out outside, get to see the local student athletes, hang out with your neighbors and your friends and support the community. It really is. I say it always, it's the best deal in town. I mean, it is. It's the best deal in town. Come by and come out and see some of these local games. And again, get out there, meet people, have conversations, cheer on your friend's kids or your neighbor's kids, and come on out. So again, that's another thing I think that's wonderful here in the state of Wisconsin as well. Greg, I know you'll be back coming up from 9 to 11 with Jane Matinere on air. Anything special that you want to share with us?
It is Friday, Chad, so that means only one thing. It's time to recombobulate with Civic Media political editor and founder of the multi-award-winning The Recombobulation Area. Dan Schaefer will be joining us at 10 a.m. He'll be here for a little while talking about all the news. He's got a new article in The Recombobulation Area talking about the 23 political officials, Wisconsin political officials, to watch in the upcoming election in 2026. So that'll be a fun time. More elections next year. But right now, I'm just going to not even think about it for right now. Just keep it on my mind. But he'll be here at 10 a.m. And so we'd love for you to join us. And we always wrap the show up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Make sure you ask about Pat Snyder here in Central Wisconsin.
There you go.
Hey, we'll be back for another hour. Have a great show later, Greg.
Thank you.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.